President-elect Trump has made his pick for the Secretary of the Army. Vinny Viola, the owner of the Panthers hockey team, is the choice. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni tells us more.
When President-elect Donald Trump announced Vinny Vincent Viola as his pick for Army Secretary, one word came to mind in the defense community. Who? It's not that Viola isn't a prominent figure, it's just that he's not prominent in the defense community. Viola's the owner of the Florida Panthers hockey team, and he built a fast trading stock business that made him a billionaire. But despite his lack of government experience, some defense analysts think Viola might be just what the Army needs right now. Here's Jeff Eggers, a senior fellow at New America, to explain.
To the extent there is a tried and true or a well-trodden path to becoming a service secretary, he's something of an outlier in that regard. But it's not necessarily a liability. In fact, some might argue that it's an opportunity in that oftentimes outsiders or non-experts in these matters can have new insights or can be disruptive towards positive change. So I don't know that there's prima facie a reason to expect change in one direction or the other, but there's certainly the opportunity for change.
Viola isn't a stranger to the Army. He graduated West Point in 1977, he served in the reserves until he reached the rank of major, and he used his billions of dollars to help fund the Combating Terrorism Center and the Army Cyber Institute at West Point. According to James Hassock, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, there's no learning curve for Viola. But what Viola may be walking into is an army that's tired. It's an army that's been at war for 15 years, it has a high operational tempo, and a declining active duty force. Here's Hassock to explain more of the climate.
He is probably coming into an army that has been, on the Pentagon, on the headquarters side, been beaten up repeatedly about its serial procurement failures over the last 15 years. But at the same time, to a certain extent, has been told by a succession of leaders, you're doing a hell of a job. I was really struck by how insistent, not this current chief of staff, Milley, but the previous one, Adorno, was about how he couldn't figure out how to cut the Army's budget because he had 200,000 people he thought were devoted to essential joint missions. And I don't think that argument is going to get terribly far with a guy like Vinny Viola.
Viola may be able to create change with his business acumen, especially in the acquisition and budget realms. Here's Hassock again.
Let's talk about Rapid. I mean, this is a guy who is a flash trader, right? I mean, mm-hmm. He's sort of the king of it. He started this firm to take advantage of the technologies that made high-speed trading possible. But they were making crazy amounts of money for a little while and on a pretty small staff. So we're talking about a guy who clearly understands Rapid or understands the value of it. And that's a company that came, that he founded in 2008. Mm-hmm. It made him a billionaire in the last 8 years. Think about that for a minute. So we're probably talking about a guy who doesn't have a lot of patience for, we're on a 15-year cycle for things.
That bodes well for things like the Rapid Capability Office, a program the Army set up this fall to quickly deliver products to the warfighter. The office will need an advocate, though, considering appropriations for it haven't even been set for 2017. Viola may need to go to bat for the RCO if the service needs funds more quickly. As for the personnel side of things, Viola seems to be on track with where the Army's heading. The service has been trying to add talented soldiers with cyber skills. In a 2011 interview with Defense Systems, Viola said his company would gladly trade 10 push-ups and 5 minutes on a run for 20 IQ points and a heart. The question is how Viola and the new DoD leadership will attract that talent. The Obama administration used the force of the future. It gave more benefits to service members and opened its ranks to more people like gays and transgenders. It also allowed women to take on combat roles. That may be a contentious subject for the next administration. Here's Catherine Kidder, a fellow at the Center for a New American Security, to explain.
Given Mattis as the Secretary of Defense and the posture that the Republican Congress has taken on women in combat, it'll be interesting to see what comes out of DOD writ large and then how that trickles down to particularly to the Army and to the Marine Corps on the future of women in combat. So it's a challenge that the Senate Armed Services Committee has been looking at. The proposal to put women in the draft was too controversial for this year's NDAA, and I think with all the uncertainty out there, some of the more controversial issues were taken off the table so that we could get to a defense authorization. But the question will be what policies Mattis sets regarding women in combat, and then how the Secretary of the Army will execute that within his own service.
The size of the Army is likely to be one of the biggest issues for Viola. The service is supposed to go down to 460,000 active troops in 2017, but Trump has suggested raising the number as high as 540,000. Even if Trump doesn't hit that level, an increase is going to cost money that DOD doesn't have right now. The Army is stuck between a rock and a hard place trying to modernize and maintain the force. And while Trump says he wants to increase the size of the defense budget, there's one man standing in the way. His Office of Management and Budget pick, Mick Mulvaney. Here's Mark Kancian of the Center for Strategic and International Studies to explain.
He is one of the Tea Party. He has argued very strongly to cap all government spending, including defense, and was part of an effort actually to cut the war funding. So that appears to be a signal from him that defense is not going to get a free ride, and that maybe defense won't get the kind of funding that it thought it was going to get, and that I think many of us thought it would get up until Friday. That doesn't mean that they won't get anything, but the big kinds of numbers that we've been speculating about, you know, may not be in the cards, and that just makes it that much more difficult for the Army to make a trade-off. They're going to have to really decide how much size versus how much of these other capabilities.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.